This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The start of the school year can be an expensive time with book bags and computers and new clothes to be bought. But for parents of kids with severe allergies, it's a far more expensive shopping trip than it used to be. The price for EpiPens, those pen-like devices that auto-inject potentially life-saving drugs into people having severe allergic reactions, price has risen anywhere from 400% to 600% the past couple of years, depending on how you run the numbers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at why and at who's paying.
We caught Adrienne Stick Butler while she was doing her back-to-school shopping. Her daughter has multiple and severe food allergies, so Butler has to buy 6 EpiPens every year.
Never quite prepared for, like, the big wallop that is the price tag for the EpiPens, but, you know, there's no choice. You have to get them.
EpiPens, sold by drug company Mylan, are generally considered to be the easiest of the auto-injectors to use. Most of its competitors have stopped selling in the U.S., and Mylan has hiked up the price. About a decade ago, EpiPens cost about $100 for a set of 2. Now, it's more than $600. But who pays?
It turns out that most poor individuals covered by Medicaid have coverage for the device. It's not an issue.
Dr. James Baker is CEO at the nonprofit Food Allergy Research and Education.
What we're seeing is that people who are insurance plans that have larger out-of-pockets are having to pay this entire price now.
Dr. Richard Sagel is president of Needy Meds, which helps people find programs to lower their health care costs.
Well, I can tell you that we're receiving more phone calls to our helpline for people looking for assistance with the EpiPen because of the increasing cost.
Mylan sent us a statement pointing to several programs offering coupons and discounts, which the company says support access to treatment. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
If you care to read it, we've got Mylan's whole statement on our website. It is, of course, marketplace.org.